WikiLeaks has obtained and decrypted video footage from a U.S. Apache helicopter July 12, 2007. It shows Reuters photojournalist Namir Noureddin, driver Saeed Chamakh, and several others gunned down by U.S. military in a public square in eastern Baghdad. Two Apache helicopters were in the area after reports of gunfire. Pilots apparently mistook the camera carried by a newsman for a weapon.
Let me know when you get it.
Watch you. Light them all up.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger. Keep shoot. Keep shoot.
I don't think this has ever been shown before, what it looks like to attack people on the ground from an Apache helicopter with 30mm cannon fire, and how lackadaisical the judgments are.
After the initial shooting, an unarmed group of adults and children in a minivan arrived on the scene and attempted to transport the wounded.
I'm picking up the wounded. Yeah, we're trying to get permission to engage. Come on, let us shoot.
You can see that they are looking for any excuse to shoot someone by the rules. Even someone who's crawling, prostrate, on the ground, wounded. They are looking for an excuse to kill.
The van was fired upon as well.
Come on. Clear. Clear.
WikiLeaks showed photographs of the children in the van who survived.
It also shows the tragedy of war in Iraq during this period, and we can infer that these sort of attacks are going on in Afghanistan. This is the reality of modern warfare.
The official statement on this incident initially listed military did not know how the deaths occurred. There's been no reaction yet from the Pentagon regarding this video, but the Pentagon has said WikiLeaks knowingly encourages criminal activity, such as theft of intellectual property and data, and that they may be in violation of national security laws regarding espionage. WikiLeaks has posted this video, as well as documents and transcripts, on murdercollateral.com. For Press TV, Rhonda Pence, Washington.